VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Benson. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTubers. It is Benson. Most of our parents treat their children like treasures. They hope they can protect their children forever, but it's nearly impossible because time and tide waits for no man. So parents will talk to their child and hope the child can put their words in mind. In this episode of the Pronunciation Challenge, I will focus on what mothers want their daughters to know, and it includes the sentence of today. So let's move on to the sentence part right now. If someone tells you you can't do something, especially a boy because you are a girl, you fight against it. Being a woman doesn't mean you have to be passive. 那这个句子的意思就是说，如果有人，特别是男生，就因为你是女孩子就告诉你你做不到，你要站起来反抗。身为一个女人，不代表你只能被动消极。好，let's get to the pronunciation. 那我们的第一个字就是 especially。 especially 的话，还有一个连音，那它有四个音节，里面的有一个 c， 它的 c 我们所谓叫做 soft c， 那这个 c 的发音是念 s 的音，所以变 especially。 那下一个字就是 you are a girl， 那每一个字的话都是一个音节，you are a girl， 那个 a r e 的话，它的发音是念 r， you are a girl。 然后下一个字就是 fight against， 那 fight 的话有一个音节就是 fight， against 有两个音节 against， 所以这个加起来就有三个音节 fight against。 好，现在我们的 vocabulary words， 那我们的第一个字就是 especially， especially 的话它是一个 adverb， 那它的意思就是特别或者是尤其， 像我们可以说我喜欢听音乐， 尤其是古典音乐。 I love to listen to music, especially classical music. So here we know that especially means more than usual or more than other people or things. 那 especially 除了在这个意思之外，它还有一个专门或特地的意思。 For example, I bought this carpet especially for you. 那这个意思就是说我特地为了你买这条地毯。 好，下一个字就是 against。 那 against 的话，它是一个 preposition， 它的意思就是反对。像假如说，你可以说你是支持还是反对我的计划 ，Are you for or against my plan？ So here against means to disagree with a plan or activity。 那我来补充几个和 against 相关的谚语。有些 against all odds 的意思是尽管困难重重。 在极未卜情况的情况下，据理来说 ，against all odds, he recovered from lung cancer. 那这个意思就是说，尽管困难重重，他还是从肺癌中绝育了。那下一个谚语的话，我们可以说 against one's better judgment. 那这个意思是违心。假如你觉得某人的衣服很丑。 但你还是要在他访问你的时候，就是夸奖他，你就可以说 ，Against my better judgment, I compliment her clothes. And our next word is passive. 那 passive 的话是被动的，它是一个形容词。那我们可以假如说，像他在这段感情中很被动 ，She is passive in this relationship. So we know that passive means not acting to influence or changing a situation. Allowing other people to be in control. 那 passive 除了用在这个意思以外，它还有一个被动语态的意思，而且相反成为 active， 意思就是主动语态的。那我再补充一个与 passive 很相像的单字，那就是 impassive， 它也是一个形容词。那它的意思呢，就是说神情冷漠的，就是一个很冷漠，我们就可以用 impassive。 Okay, that's it for today. I'm curious about whether your parents have told you something like this before. I remember my father always told me that men should always suck it up, whether we like to or not. If you'd like to share with us, feel free to leave in the comments below with the recording for today. And as usual, I'll see you all next time. Peace.